Hi everybody, this is Isaac and I'm really sad today. Well, we had a good run, folks. It's all over now. Yep, YouTube and Google have successfully destroyed my channel. My YouTube channel, Illuminati Watcher 1, no longer exists. This isn't a wrestling stunt either, folks. I'm not going to come out of this retirement and make a comeback on YouTube, because it's very clear they don't want me on there. I'm going to figure something out, though. I don't know what. Maybe nothing. I don't know. We'll see. Now, what's today's show about? It's going to be probably 15, 20 minutes of me crying about the YouTube blues, because as you may or may not have heard, they shut my channel down. If you go to YouTube, to the Illuminati Watcher 1 channel, the channel that had over 10 million views, 200 videos, almost 80,000 subscribers, it's gone. It's all gone. Banished. Okay, that's that's enough dramatics, right? I've been watching too much wrestling, maybe. No, but seriously, let's talk about this. I thought this would be, you know, this is one of the last avenues I have to get in touch with you, my listeners, my like-minded people that know something is amiss about society and our culture. This podcast is sort of, I said it was the way forward about a year ago when I started the Patreon. Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Sign up now. You get a free copy of The Dark Path. shameless plugs. There's going to be more shameless plugs than that, because YouTube and Google are picking on me. But yeah, I said this about a year ago. I said the podcast is going to be the way forward, and this just sort of cements it further. What had happened, and I'm going to tell you on today's little mini show, little exclusive, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. I'm not going to hide anything from you. I don't know what YouTube, what else they can do to me. They already removed the channel, so I'm going to tell you everything they said to me. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read the emails. In fact, I'm going to find, I had a chat on here, on my computer, because I was so appalled, because they were screwing with me a while back, and I saved the transcript, and I'm going to read it to you. Now, I realize, so I'm going to start out, and I'm going to give you the nuts and bolts first, and then if you really want to hang on and listen to the dirty details, that'll be at the end of the show, because I know half of you are probably just like, dude, just tell me why the channel's not there. Because I've been getting tons of messages all day long, which makes me feel pretty good. Thanks for letting me know you care. Because I've been getting people sliding in the DMs, people hitting me on the tweeters, Facebook, Instagram, telling me, hey, where's the channel? What happened to the channel? Why is it offline? Well, here's what happened. First off, Google and YouTube are petty little bitches. And what happened was, if you were, and I'm gonna go back, I'm gonna tell you the exact thing that happened was, I uploaded a video about Ariana Grande, and the next thing I know, I wake up and it says my channel's been shut down completely. And I log in, and sure enough, no videos, no nothing, no subscribers, nothing, all gone. And I, let me pull the email. The email that they sent me, it's like breaking up with somebody on a text message. It was just cold-blooded. After all we've been through, I've had this YouTube channel for many years now. Here's what happened. July 18th, 19 hours ago, it was close to midnight. I was hunkered down in my little bed, dreaming about the Illuminati. And I got this email. It says, hi, Illuminati Watcher 1. As you know, our community guidelines describe which content we allow and don't allow on YouTube. your video, Ariana Grande, Illuminati Symbolism of the Occult, Witchcraft, Kabbalah, Sex, Kittens, and Demons, was flagged for review. Upon review, we determined it violates our guidelines. We've removed it from YouTube and assigned a community guideline strike or temporary penalty to your account. Blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on. Okay. So that was the first email. Then, about six... Wait a minute. I should have thought this through. Okay, here we go. Then, 1 minute later, I get another email. We'd like to inform you that due to repeated or severe violations of our community guidelines, which you can read on youtube.com/t/community_guidelines, your YouTube account has been suspended. We are constantly working to keep YouTube free of spam. It's not okay to post large amounts of untargeted, unwanted, or repetitive videos. In addition, if the main purpose of your content is to drive people off of YouTube and onto another site, it will likely violate our spam policies. Blase, blase, blah. Okay? So I wake up. I say, what in the hell? So I appeal. I send the appeal and say, you know, I don't violate any of these guidelines, any of these policies. And by the way, this is a byproduct of snowflake culture, because it could be not necessarily YouTube that took me down, but somebody who didn't like what I was saying. One of Ariana Grande's bitch ass fans or stans. I was making fun of them on the, because the video I uploaded was actually the podcast from last week or a few days ago, I should say, where I was talking about Ariana Grande, and these millennial snowflakes were just melting like sugar in the rain. Maybe they couldn't take it. Mind you, I'm barely a Gen Xer. I'm almost a millennial. But I am a Gen Xer. Damn it. But the YouTube community guidelines, I've gotten strikes in the past, so I feel like it's more YouTube than it is snowflakes. But the YouTube guidelines talk about, here's the things they don't allow. Nudity or sexual content. That wasn't on there. Mind you, this video was just, it was a single image of like my teaser image for the show. And then it was just me talking. Okay. So there wasn't like repeated images or video or nothing like that. It was just me talking. Very dangerous and controversial, I know. So no nudity. So that didn't violate that. Hateful content. Says, we don't support content that promotes or condones violence against individuals or groups based on race, ethnic origin, religion, disability, gender, age, nationality, veteran status, sexual orientation, gender identity, blah, 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 whose primary purpose is inciting hatred on the basis of these core characteristics. Okay, so I don't think it's that, because I've never called for any sort of hate upon these artists. In fact, I'm the first one to say that these people are victims to the big agenda. Harmful or dangerous content. They say that you shouldn't post videos that encourage others to do things that might cause them to get badly hurt, especially kids. Okay, so I guess you've never seen a harmful video on YouTube. So it definitely wasn't that. Another is violent or graphic content. Anything that's shocking, sensational, or gratuitous with graphic content. I don't think it was that. Harassment or cyberbullying, no. Spam, no. Threats, no. Copyright, no. Privacy, impersonation, child safety. So it's none of those things, right? Or so I believe it to be. So I file the appeal and say, no, I didn't violate your guidelines. And they say, we received your account appeal. And then within 2 hours, they say, thank you for your account suspension appeal. We have decided to keep your account suspended based on our community guidelines. Again, with the link to all that nonsense I just spoke about. Now, one might say, well, Isaac, why don't you fight with them a little bit? I already went down this path because, you know, in the past, they shut me out of my channel once before because I did a video about Taylor Swift. And what happened was there was a... Okay, so, sorry, I'm all over the place. I'm just so flustered, okay? About maybe 6 months ago, Taylor Swift had a new video. I don't remember which one. And I did a, you know, Illuminati symbolism video about it, put it on there, and they immediately pulled it off YouTube. They immediately shut me out of my own account, and they made me take this like copyright training thing. And I was like, bro, I didn't take any copyright stuff. Like, I'm not taking her song in my video, you know? But then I got another one back when, if you recall, I made a Back to the Future video analysis. It's the greatest video analysis of Back to the Future ever. It's really great. You're going to love it. It's really great. You got to watch it. And they dinged me on that one. And I took little clips from the film and I tried to claim fair use, which I know is kind of dicey sometimes, but I was like, look, I'm trying to make a point here, you know, I'm trying to make it a good experience for you, the viewer. And I don't know how to pronounce this person's name, male or female. I don't know. It doesn't matter, right? Chez. I write Chez. Chez writes, thank you for contacting YouTube support. You're chatting with Chez. And I'm not gonna read the whole thing because it goes on and on. I said, hey, I got this copyright notice. You know, this guy, someone claimed it was stealing their content, but really Back to the Future's content. Anyways, without sparing you a lot of crying and back and forth, they wouldn't help me. And what happened was there was this nobody rapper with like 5 views on his video, and he put a copyright claim against me, it turns out. Because he took a little audio clip from Back to the Future, put it on his dumb rap video, and then when I uploaded my video, he said that I'm violating his copyright. And I'm basically talking to Chez at YouTube, and I'm saying, bro, like, obviously, generic rapper Mr. Nobody there, he doesn't own the audio to Back to the Future. Why are you flagging my account for some, I would have understood if Back to the Future, whoever owns that movie, would have filed the claim. That I could understand. I get that. But it wasn't them. It was this jackass. And we go back and forth on this, and I'm like, so you're telling me that this rapper owns the audio from the movie Back to the Future? And they keep giving me links to content guidelines and all this crap. And I said, this makes no sense. I think that's the problem here. He gamed the YouTube system to make YouTube think he owns the audio clip. How do we fix that? Or does the rapper with 100 views actually own the rights to Back to the Future? And Chez writes, while we understand your concern, we appreciate that you only contact us about issues which pertain to your own account. I said, may I speak with someone at a higher level, like a supervisor? I feel like I'm just being told to read criteria with no real answers here. And then he gives me another runaround. I said, please patch me into a supervisor. And he says, I'm sorry, I am unable to do that at the moment. And then I write, YouTube is destroying creator rights on this thing by giving it to frauds. It's not fair to me or the actual owners to Back to the Future. Chez says, to be approved for a content ID, user must, yada, yada, yada. Okay. Sorry, this is seriously like a 6-page, 30-minute conversation I have with this person. This person keeps giving me a runaround. I said, you know, let's escalate this thing. They won't do it. And that's essentially where it's at. That's where it ended. YouTube is not interested in helping me out. Me and then I've got a whole separate email thread about when Taylor Swift thing happened to me, of why I'm getting like punished for this stuff. And to back this out a bit further, YouTube used to be a lot more friendly to voices such as mine. And they first started this by punishing the monetization efforts, the advertising on there. Used for the last maybe 2 years, I haven't been able to make money off of ads on the videos. So, anyways, but I was okay with that because it's not all about the money, right? It's about getting the message out. And I thought, okay, that's cool. You don't want to put ads on my videos. I get that. Obviously the people with the advertisements maybe don't want to be affiliated with someone talking about how Taylor Swift's in the Illuminati. I get that. But I was fine with that because they let me keep the videos on. So it's not necessarily a violation of my free speech per se. I mean, they've got a business to run too. I get that. But it's actually much more nefarious and darker than that. Let me tell you why. It proves that there is indeed corporate control embedded in the society, in the system. This is what Bernie Sanders was talking about when he said there was an oligarchy. The oligarchy means the corporations and corporate America and the lobbyists have infiltrated the government and they're running the show. That's why Bernie didn't have a shot. If you recall all those like emails hacked and leaked about how the DNC purposely kicked him out of the race because they wanted Hillary in so freaking bad. And this is exactly what I just talked about on the recent episode where I went through part one of Century of the Self that Kanye West, that he tweeted this documentary. By the way, I'm going to do part two here soon because there's a lot more to talk about with that. But it's basically talking about how corporate America has gotten into the minds and the control system in America. Because Google and YouTube, I mean, I don't have the right to say or do whatever I want on these things. They got a business to run. I get that. So they're not really violating the First Amendment, but in all reality, they've got a monopoly on the market. Where else am I going to go? Am I going to start using the Bing search engine? No. Am I going to start posting videos on Dailymotion? No. I actually tried to do that a while back, and they started dinging me on copyrights there too. Which is amazing to me, because if you go on YouTube, you can find so much crazy shit on there that you're not supposed to see, but they've really got it out for me. So YouTube, they won't tell me why they got a problem with me, because I actually went down this path with them with the Taylor Swift that I said. I emailed the crew, because when you get so many subscribers, you unlock sort of like different levels of help. Because I had over, I think it was like 50,000 subscribers, I was allowed to email this help team of some on some level. And I emailed them and said, hey, what is the deal here? Why am I getting all these things saying that I'm violating community guidelines? And they wouldn't give me specifics. They would just say, oh, these videos here violate the guidelines. I said, okay, what specifically about them? What is it that I'm saying so I can know for the future, like what it is that you don't like? And they would never tell me. I could never get a clear answer. I've got threads and threads of emails. You wouldn't believe it. So why did they shut me down today? Why Thursday, July 19th, the day it all ended? Well, here's what happened in the last week. And I don't have my, obviously I log into my YouTube and I don't see the videos that I had uploaded. But the way it went down was last, I don't know, Friday, I recorded the Century of Self Part 1 podcast. Made the video. I hadn't uploaded it yet to YouTube. Then, like, on Monday, I think, Ariana Grande released her new God is a Woman video, and then I made a whole thing about that, podcast about that, and video. And I uploaded both the Ariana Grande video and that Century of the Self video on, you know, Wednesday, I think it was, or Tuesday. I uploaded them both pretty much the same day. Now, the fact that they emailed me about the Ariana Grande video makes me suspect it's that one. So, the two big dings that shut me down were Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande. You can't talk about them. They're too powerful. And to add some more fodder to this idea, on Monday or Tuesday, right around the same time all this other stuff was coalescing, I was on Twitter and Greg Carwood from Higher Side Chats, you know Higher Side Chats, I've been on there a few times. He said something about YouTube, I don't remember what, and I got on there to add to the thread because I've been pissed off at YouTube for a long time, and I wrote something to the effect. Well, let me read it. Hang on. Okay, here we go. Got it. I don't have the whole, it chopped some off because I took a little screenshot of it. Greg said, the show is about the guests. I don't know what the first sentence was. He says, the show is about the guests, and I don't want to preemptively restrict the reach they can get from a THC appearance if I don't have to. THC is his podcast, The Higher Side Chats. I'll be getting them caught up over the next couple of days, but will probably skip YouTube versions of certain shows. And I wrote, I feel your pain, Greg. Fuck YouTube. And I put, this is where I screwed up. I put, I did the at YouTube, like, because I wanted them to see it, because, you know, I'm a real badass kind of guy. I like to be confrontational. I like to bite the hand that feeds. And then I also put in parentheses, I'll also be uploading my stuff as well, like a good obedient sheep. Because that's how I felt about it. Like, it sucks that they punished me. And I joked about it in the past. I said, I feel like an abused spouse. I keep coming back for more. But the truth of the matter is, like, it's more about the message. So I like to get the message out. And YouTube's got a gigantic audience. Like I said, close to 80,000 subscribers. That's a ton. So maybe it was that. Maybe they've got some kind of way of searching to see when people say bad stuff about them on Twitter or whatever, which is would be insane. But maybe, I don't know. All these things happen around the same time. So that's why I say Google and YouTube are petty. Now, another thing, a friend of mine, I'm not going to say his name. I don't want to get him implicated if he doesn't want that. But he suggested that during my Ariana Grande podcast, I made a comment about Sandy Hook. And I don't remember the context in which it came up. But basically, I was trying to say, like, hey, I'm not necessarily the conspiracy guy that's super into these ideas of the crisis actors. Like, could it have happened? Sure. Like, referring to a crisis actor and a fake false flag event. I said, but in general, I believe that it happened because I think it would take way too many people to lie and to cover that up. So just the mere mention of it, my friend tells me, and he would know, he would know, just the mention of it was enough to shut me down. That's another theory. And that makes sense because I always go back to the pizza thing. When those WikiLeaks emails or whatever came out and they were talking about the map with the handkerchief, John Podesta and them, the hell was he talking about? No one even asked. The journalists didn't even ask. They had to cover it because there was a guy with an assault rifle showing up to Comet Ping Pong Pizza or whatever. So they had to discuss it because it was on the news. They had to be like, well, there's this theory about pizza and Satan and these people are crazy. But nobody in the mainstream media said, I mean, I get that it's crazy. It's eccentric. Go ahead. Say, yeah, these theorists are kind of insane people and they think that these weird emails where they're talking about filling up a hot tub with 20,000 hot dogs and handkerchiefs with maps to the pizza. They think that all this is coded language because you know what the masses would say? They'd say, yeah, that sounds like coded language. What the hell are they talking about? On official emails to each other. So you couldn't talk about it. And I haven't really, like I haven't dug too deep into it. Because I think there are very dark recesses of this thing that, I don't know, man. I don't want to go there. It's a bit of a cop-out. I've seen enough of the pizza thing that I'm like, okay, that's super weird. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to poke the bear too hard. Like, because I'm trying to live too. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so maybe the Sandy Hook thing is kind of down that lane, right? But how's Alex Jones keep going? This guy's ranting and raving. Because it's okay for him to be a public figure. Because he's kind of nuts. I think it's when you're too rational about it that they want to shut you down. Or maybe it's because I wrote that book and said Google was all trying to take us all to a transhuman hell. Could have been that. Maybe I did myself then. Because what had happened was, here's a little inside baseball. I started the website, IlluminatiWatcher.com, many years ago. It started gaining an audience, and my traffic went up at a pretty linear rate. It was going up constantly. And I was originally only interested in making articles on my website because I was like, okay, this is working. There's lots of people coming. And next thing you know, the ad the traffic stops and it starts going downhill at a linear rate. And I'm like, well, this is weird. That was maybe 3 years ago. The traffic stopped coming in. And it turned out that because I wasn't indexing on Google anymore at the top, I used to be like the top pick when you'd search for relevant words. Like if you typed in Taylor Swift Illuminati, I'd be number one or maybe two on the list. Now you type it in, I don't show up. I'm like page four. No one's going that far. So that happened. And that was around right after I wrote the book about Google. Then the YouTube thing, the advertising thing happened. Then the Taylor Swift thing happened. Then about 6 months ago, I hired an SEO guy, search engine optimization. I said, hey, man, I used to crush it on Google. What happened? Like, no one's coming to my website anymore. I mean, I get some traffic, but it ain't nothing. Like, I used to get over 500,000 views in a month. Now I'm down to, like, I might hit 100,000 views a month. And he did a bunch of stuff. You know, I spent like $500 for this guy to go through and like make it happen. And he fixed a bunch of crap. And at first it looked promising, but again, man, it's just not there. They just don't want me on the front page. I don't know why. I mean, that sounds very, I can't think of a better word than douchebaggy, but it sounds kind of douchey and, you know, overconfident. But like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, this thing used to be dialed in. And they've effectively got me off the Google search results to shut the website down. And, you know, the website's still going, but you get what I'm saying. So the Google thing died off. Now the YouTube thing is completely dead. All I've got left is the books that I've put on Amazon and my podcast. That's really the main sources for connecting with you. And how long do you think it is? How long until Patreon or iTunes shuts this down? I give it 2 years. Sad, huh? Sad state of affairs. And this is what's messed up, is like they're going to do it and they'll say, well, we're not violating free speech. You're still allowed to say it, but you just can't do it on our things. Like Apple's going to be like, you know, we've got advertising with these companies and they don't want conspiracy talk affiliated with Apple. And, you know, Patreon's going to do the same thing probably. And they'll say, well, you know, we just can't have your type of people on here. It's just too, you know, too controversial. Why don't you do, you know, I don't know, do dance challenges or... I don't know what they want you to do. If you go to the trending page of YouTube, you'll see how fucking dumb everybody is. Everyone's dumb but us, right? Just me and you. And they're going to do that because it doesn't really violate free speech. Like, no one's going to arrest me for it. I hope not. Knock on wood. But they can shut it down to make it... Because ultimately what they want is... You need a consensus of views and opinions out there to create reality. It's all ritual magic, right? You create the reality you want, how you see it. And if they control the message, they control reality. It's like the victors write the history books or whatever. It's the same thing. So tell me that the corporations don't have more power than we give them credit for. They're running the show. I mean, why do they care? Why does, I don't know, what's an example here? Well, what do I got around the room here? Bose. We'll say Bose. I got some headphones here that are broken. Some broken Bose. What does Bose care if I'm talking about the Illuminati? But YouTube wants us to believe that. Google wants us to believe that. They want to say, hey, you know, we don't really care what you say, but our clients do, and they don't want you associated with their product. And that's what they're going to do. I talked about this a few weeks ago. I said, we're worried about the Second Amendment. Second Amendment, we should worry about the First. That's what's going to happen. Let me see if I got covered everything I wanted to rant about. Yeah, I think I got it all in there. But that's really what's going on right now. Google and YouTube are petty. They don't want my message out there because they want full control over what the masses hear. And if it doesn't fit in the bread box that the corporations want you to be believing, that keeps you on the hamster wheel, then they got to get rid of it. And I'm just happy they're shutting the channels down. Like, let's just leave it at that. You know, we don't need to push it further. I don't want to see the, you know, because I've had some scares in my time. I've had some things happen to me. I've never talked about it on the air, and I don't know that I'm going to. I might take them all the way to the very end, if you know what I'm saying. But, like, I've had some very close calls. So, like, this shit's real, folks. I believe it's very real. Anyways. Cool story, huh? Cool story, bro. Tell it again. All right, well, yeah, I think that's basically it. I just want to let you know that YouTube shut me down. I don't know why. They won't tell me. They just say I'm violating their guidelines because people are snowflakes now and they can't handle hearing anything. But it's funny to me because there's a million other people talking about similar stuff. Talking. Look at TMZ. They just crank filth out. There's no problem with them, is there? And I try to be somewhat respectable when I talk about these subjects. But yeah, the YouTube channel is no longer there. I don't know. Maybe it'll change. Maybe they'll let me back on. If they do, I'll tell you about it. But for now, it's gone. I'm not sure what else to do. I've had people hit me up, giving me some options. I don't know what to do with it. Good news is I got copies of every video I ever made. That's the good news. So I could upload these babies somewhere else. People tell me to go to Twitch, but I don't know. Why don't you tell me what you think? I want to hit me up on the socials and tell me which one you think makes the most sense. Because, like, I haven't taken the time to research this thing. I don't, there's, like, Twitch and there's Steam and there's all these other things. And I don't know what's the most popular because I'm not trying to be on, like, a million different things. Because, like, I've already got the tentacles on this operation are already pretty far out. So hit me up on the socials. Let me know which one you think is a good fit. And I'll if I see, like, overwhelming responses like, hey, you know, if everyone tells me, like, oh, Twitch, for sure, man, whatever, then that'll guide me towards that. So hit me up, Twitter, at Illuminati Eyes, Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt, Facebook, Illuminati Watcher, or Isaac Weishaupt, the person. And I think that'll do it. Or Patreon. If you're on the Patreon team, patreon.com/Illuminati Watcher. Might be the only way we can stay in touch. Hit me up. Tell me where the best place to go. I'm sorry this happened. It's not you. It's me. Yeah, I don't know. Tell YouTube they suck. Actually, don't. They'll probably shut you down, too. Definitely don't say fuck at YouTube on Twitter. That didn't work out well for me. And don't write books saying that Google's steering us all into a transhuman hell. They don't like that either. All right. Well, I appreciate that you guys are hanging in there, hanging tight. So until the next episode, which should be part two of the Century of the Self thing, till that time, be your best for those who deserve your best.